this out, and the best advice may well come to me, that we need to take further steps, that the steps we've taken are not enough to pull this up.
Meanwhile, across the country, New South Wales has confirmed a further 21 new coronavirus cases in the state. Two of the cases are returned as overseas travellers in hotel quarantine. Queensland has recorded one new case in the past 24 hours, a 27-year-old man who is believed to have contracted the disease from a relative. And a 65-year-old South Australian woman has been accused of entering the state from Victoria by hiding in the back of a truck. She's been charged, and investigations are now underway to identify the truck driver and whether they knew the woman was hiding in the truck. Australia will soon have world-leading regulations that stop internet companies using Australian media content on their platforms for free. From Canberra, Amanda Kopp reports.
Internet giants like Facebook and Google will be forced to pay Australian media companies for using their content under new draft legislation. Treasurer Josh Frydenberg says it levels the playing field for struggling media companies that have been devastated by advertisers moving online and away from traditional media.
Nothing less than the future of the Australian media landscape is at stake with these changes.
It comes in the same week that tech giants were hauled before the US Congress over concerns of anti-competitive behaviour, with calls for more regulation. Amanda Kopp, National Radio News, Canberra.
Australia's top medical college says fear is driving resistance to the use of personal protection equipment among the public. Dr. Cameron Loy from the Royal Australian College of General Practitioners says that these times are incredibly tough and everyone is scared. But he says public duty and responsibility overrides claims that wearing masks breaches personal human rights.
I understand that people aren't coping, but that is not a reason to not wear a mask. There are very few exemptions to mask wearing under the current public health order.
Overseas, and only hours after suggesting a possible delay in the 2020 US presidential election, President Donald Trump says he does not want to postpone the vote, but remains concerned that millions of mail-in ballots will cause problems. He cited recent media reports about potential problems with mail-in ballots arriving late, saying it could take weeks, months, or even years to sort out. And in sport last night, Port Adelaide recorded a big win over Melbourne, putting them back at the top of the AFL ladder. The Power kept the Demons goalless until late into the second quarter, cruising to the 12-11-83 to 4-8-32 victory. And in the NRL, South Sydney were the team celebrating the 32-24 points win last night in the first match of the Indigenous round. Despite a leading 16-0, St George Illawarra couldn't put a stop to a strong comeback attack by the Rabbitohs.
National Radio News is supported by the Judith Nielsen Institute for Journalism and Ideas and the Community Broadcasting Foundation, cbf.org.au.
And now for the latest weather on Alive 90.5, brought to you by Concise Finance, your local mortgage broker.
Well, everyone, we've hit 18 degrees, 1 degree above our forecast top. It's a lovely sunny day. It's going to be mostly sunny for the rest of the afternoon with winds southwest 15 to 20 kilometres an hour, tending southerly in the middle of the day and then becoming light in the early afternoon. The sun will set tonight at 16 minutes past 7 to be precise. And that's 5, actually. Sorry, sometimes I confuse my 24-hour clock there. Let's get back to the weather and the weekend, Saturday. It's going to be a cool one overnight, 3 degrees and a top of 19 degrees and sunny tomorrow. Sunday, mostly sunny, 3 to 19 again. Monday, mostly sunny again and 4 degrees to a top of 20. And the moon is a waxing gibbous with full moon next Tuesday. It's 4 minutes past 1, Live 90.5, Business Insights with Mario and Darren.
Thank you very much. And I tried to, I was talking last past 10 minutes, but mic didn't work, so like I pressed the wrong button. I apologize duly to our listeners online, 90.5 Business Insights with Mario and Darren, and to all our sponsors, this great radio station. We always try to bring you true unsung business heroes, and amongst us today in studio, it is one Nimrata Verma. And Nimrata, did I say this properly?
Nimrata,
trying, I mean. I should say this properly, but you started your business, you resigned, and then you started a business in the midst of the COVID-19 pandemic. This is, as you say, like, this is not the timing it. I mean, you're going to see the clients flying in. I mean, I need a brand strategist. And how did you felt when you, did you say, oh, I should wait another 2 months? Or did you say, like, I'm going to embrace this now. I'm going to own this now. And I'm going to continue because I make a decision.
Yeah, look, I shared my concerns with my husband because I thought, well, it's hard enough to start a business, let alone start it during COVID, right?
Yeah.
And it was really great what he said. He said, you know, it's like when you play a game, when you play a game online, instead of starting at the basic level, you've jumped to the most difficult level. Mm-hmm. From here on, everything's going to be okay. And I just took it like that, like, okay, it can't get worse.
You took it at a leap of faith.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah. Just start at the hardest way to do it. And from then on, it probably can't get worse. That was my attitude.
Nice. And you said in the beginning of the show, your definition, what you do, you're the brand marketing strategist. Is it correct?
That's right, yes.
Can you define again what that means?
Yeah, look, I wouldn't say there's one definite meaning. But for me, what it means is that I work with businesses and I look at what is it that makes them different or special? Who are they talking to? And how do we be really clear about who they're talking to? And how do they talk about themselves? That's one part of it. And then I look at, all right, so here's who they're talking to. Here's what the business should be saying about themselves. Where can then we get that message out? Where are these people? Where are these customers we're trying to reach? And find the best way to reach them.
I just have
them.
One question now before. Keep down. COVID-19. Mm. What COVID-19 created in the field of marketing? Do you see it's a different type of marketing or not?
Yes, I think what COVID has done has shown us what businesses are, for lack of a better word, genuine, and what businesses are just saying things and a bit flaky. And I think customers now are more savvy. They are now watching businesses with high scrutiny, and what businesses do or say now will impact what happens after that when customers make choices to purchase. For sure, it's put businesses at, put it on a map and more scrutiny.
So businesses and their responses now during COVID is going to define a customer's experience and a customer's opinion of them as they go forward into the next 18 months.
Definitely. And not just COVID. I mean, in the US, Black Lives Matters. And here as well in Australia, we've seen the uproaring of that, right? There's companies that come out, you know, top companies that come out and start to back the Black Lives movement. But when they dig a bit further, people start to go, but hang on, what about your board members? Is it got diversity? What about this product that you sell that has skin whitening on it? Why are you here talking about Black Lives Matter? So people are now being really skeptical about businesses and what they're saying and whether they're walking the walk and, you know, walking the talk.
Yeah. So back to COVID, and one thing most definitely is a lot of businesses are thinking, well, if I can't actually get in front of somebody face-to-face, Zoom is a bit crazy and not probably the best marketing, good for meetings. We see a lot of businesses turning to digital ads. Mm. And we think, well, are digital ads the be-all and end-all? And can they be a problem, or are they the best thing since sliced bread? What are your thoughts on the matter?
Look, I think that there's a very much this hype. You know, a lot of businesses I speak to, they don't come from, hey, here's our customer, let's look at the best way to reach them. They come from, we want to do digital ads, we want to do social ads, how can you help us? And what that ends up being is that they're spending thousands of dollars per month on social ads. They're not getting a return, and they're being told by some of these companies, oh, don't worry, it takes time.
So they can be spending lots of money to keep up with the Joneses for no outcome whatsoever.
Yeah, that's right. And that's a lot of businesses that I speak to, and I find out that that's been going on for them. And I go,
that seems a poor business decision. Why do they do it?
I think they think that that's what everyone's doing. So they think, oh, because that's what everyone's doing, we've got to do it, rather than look from what's our strategy? Who are we talking to? Maybe those people aren't on Facebook, and maybe that's not the best way to reach them.
Well, that's interesting. Yeah, Darren and I, you know, we're doing our thing, you know what I mean? Like, we believe we have our listeners' base, you know what I mean? We can't phone everybody and say, do you listen this or don't listen, you know what I mean? And, you know, frankly, I'm happy that, you know, we can pass the message, you know, because we just need one person to hear that message, you know what I mean, who's going to relate to your story. And even that one person is going to say, like, yeah, succeeded thanks to listening to Nimarta, I apologize, Nimarta, today on the show. However, there is so many experts and gurus there on the market, right?
That's right.
And, you know, I personally witnessed this so many times. And the message conveyed back to me from all these sources, it's always different, right? And everybody has a different opinion. And I realized that one thing I'm doing well, it's learning from people like yourself, right? Just to listen to them. And when I hear the stories you told us, you know, in the break and during the interview, I believe that all our listeners should relate to this very, very carefully, because like you have experience, not just in Singapore, you know what I mean? Not just in Thailand, not in the cargo bay, you know what I mean? On the plane where you're hiding with, you know, vegan food and coming illegally in Australia. But as well, you know, it's a very powerful story behind this that you can empower the people. However, when we talk about today, DNA, business age, we're talking a lot of particularly working from home. It's becoming... it's ridiculous, right? And I saw the productivity, it's actually declining, not inclining. When you take consideration people in Victoria, they've been locked down for 3 weeks and, you know, the extensive period of time, you know, they need a marketing different level. And Darren said something, what's it calling, very interesting, you know what I mean, about digital advertising and people promising us companies, why it doesn't work? Why it doesn't work if I don't know, pay some company $5,000 per month, you know, I mean, during the COVID to advertise my beautiful, I don't know, suntan for my body, my six pack and everything else. Why doesn't work digital ads?
Yeah, well, look, the ads, any kind of form of ads or marketing is a vehicle to deliver a certain message. What is the message? You know, it's like sending a really beautiful gold glittered invitation. Are they going to open it? Not sure. What's inside that? Maybe the envelope is blank. Or maybe they do read the invitation and they think, oh, it's great. And then they come along, but the website's not clear. So then they come along and it's like the party is not great. So people leave or people don't want to stay. Mm-hmm. So it's people are now really obsessed with, oh, I just want to do an ad and that's going to solve everything. It's really worthwhile taking five steps back, looking at the strategy.
Do you find that some agencies may actually think, I can do that part of it. I can do Instagram well, or I can do Facebook book well, or I can do your direct marketing campaign well, but I don't care about the other bits because someone else will do them. I just want to do my job well, and then the poor business is suffering from spending, as we say, spending a lot of money for a poor outcome because what you're leading to is no message.
Yeah, that's right. And there, I've met those specialized agencies. I think it's good to specialize, and I met those specialized agencies who have the integrity to say to their client, your message is not clear enough, we can't promote you. Go back and do your strategy. But there's, unfortunately, there's a lot of digital agencies who go, that's fine, I'll do it.
So sitting here and listening to Mario ask the great questions and listening and thinking, I can see that you're someone who can straddle the whole marketing sphere from starting with the message and then getting to the sale. Am I right in that? Is that what you're trying to tell me as a potential spruiker of hand sanitizer, that you can lead me through the whole process of doing, working out what the hand sanitizer brand is, what the personal aspect is, what the message is, but then also, as we all know, we have to actually make sales because that's what pays the bills for the business and for us personally. So how do you actually manage to do all that for us, Mario, myself, and I'm asking for a friend, and the friend is Mario, and how we actually get the hand sanitizer out there and make the sales.
Yeah, so I definitely can straddle, as the word you use, from the beginning, the conception of the idea to how we make a sale. I think the good thing about engaging someone who is a strategist role like me is that I can bring in partners as needed. I can bring in digital partners. I can bring in different stages of the marketing process. Whoever is going to benefit you, I can bring them in. I'm not going to force you into one way, because it depends on what your needs are.
I have another question for you related to the sex sale. It's nothing to do with sex, because I ask you, does a sale sex sells? Now, we are in this pandemic, and you're a true expert. You are a true expert on this matter. Now, I'm hearing you, more I want to know. In a COVID, do you believe misleading marketing techniques are good for the companies? Because I saw recently, and some garments, actually, they female garments being advertised, they are preventing COVID virus, right? Now, does a fear sells? Does a fear can be element in a marketing to increase the sales. Because you can say, Darren and I have the hand sanitizer from Alliance 90.5, and this hand sanitizer is going to save your life. Is that a good thing to sell the through the fear, using the fear, emotion of the fear? Is it fear? It's emotion, right?
Mm.
It's,
yeah,
it's look, to sell.
Yeah, look, I wouldn't say good or bad, but fear has been a marketing tactic way before the times of COVID.
Okay.
You know, I have a fear of never finding a partner, and that's why I do something with my hair, and I buy this awesome shampoo that's going to make my hair look great so that I can attract men. It's since the beginning of the advertising world. That's advertising and marketing is that. It's speaking to people's emotions. So fear is a tactic, whether we like it or not, and it has worked.
And you said something, you know, during our show, and Dan and I, we're using your experience to sell the hand sanitizer from this great
organization. It's going to go off the charts. You're going to start producing more of them.
We can retire, Mario.
And you get the free mask. Do you think the masks, face mask, could be good advertising tool? Or do you think someone's going to come with that idea and going to start advertising on face masks?
Using a face mask or selling face masks?
No, using the face mask.
I think it's happening already. I see all the best sports teams. I'm somehow, Facebook knows I'm a Parramatta Eels supporter. Go to Eels. And now I see all these face masks about Eels. And it's targeted for me. You go to the site and they've got all the Broncos and all the other losers.
Oh, but, you mean like branded on the face
mask? Exactly. Yeah, that's right. And these face masks, they actually had a little kind of a filter spot, but they're on the sides.
Mm.
They're the standard, but someone goes, oh, that looks like the gills of an eel. I go, wow.
Darth Vader. So how the business can utilize marketing to increase their profitability, visibility in the market? We spoke about this hand sanitizer as example, Darren and I, that, you know, we're going to have the sit with you, going to ask us why is the difference, what's the key message. Actually, what's the worst thing company do in the marketing? Tell us this one. What's the biggest mistake or corporations or businesses doing when it comes to marketing?
Yeah, look, so I said before about not choosing who's the target audience. So that's one. But the other one is that the same ways of saying what makes, if I ask a company, what makes you different? They'll say, we've been around for 25 years. Okay, that's not very different. We're passionate about our customers. All right, a few people could say the same.
Do you know the interesting thing it is? Like, you know, during the interviews and in your private life, I'm talking private life, I'm talking my business, you know, I never been asked a question, what makes you different from anybody else? Nobody.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? I've never done the rebranding on that, to that scope or level, you know what I mean? I change the colors and everything else. But what would be a step for anybody comes to you right now and say, like, I want to capture more audience, I want to capture more clients, you know what I mean? What was the first step is going to be?
Yeah, the first step, I'll ask them, who are you talking to? Who's your target audience? And 9 times out of 10, I get the answer like that, like everyone with hands, anyone who likes food, anyone who has hair. You know, that's not clear enough, because then you're not talking to someone specific and it doesn't land emotionally. People want to emotionally connect. You've got to be clear who it is to, who's the message to.
Emotional connection.
Yeah, I was just thinking, can you also segment your target market? So say, for an example, if you are wanting to market a face mask that does have a particular sports team on it, but you know people follow different sports teams. Mm. Is that a good strategy to follow?
You can definitely segment, but for businesses that are starting out, I would recommend start with one key segment. Because when you're trying to do everything, like even as a human being, what happens when we multitask? Not very good outcomes anyway, right? So as a business, it's the same principle. Like focus is the key. And a lot of people lack that kind of focus.
Do you believe that this is like in this COVID-19? And I will say this in my opinion. I discussed with Darren this several times. And I must admit that I saw that COVID brought best in people, but as well brought the worst in people.
Mm.
And same goes on the market. And, you know, it's hard to understand the companies who've been the marketing way being so much present in everywhere around Australia. They actually don't exist anymore. They're doing very bad now. Now, if it's a small business, is it or large corporation, would you use the same approach? As I say, if it's a small company with 10 employees or some 100 employees?
Definitely the starting point.
Does it define the approach of yours?
Not necessarily. I think that's the beauty of it. Is that it's every company can use this approach, no matter the size. You know, getting clear about who is your target audience, getting clear about what makes you different, being really clear what is my message that I'm going to say to this customer and where are they, where can I reach them, and what is my brand essentially going to stand for. Like, if I think of one word for this hand sanitizer, what's the one word that's going to stick in my mind as a customer?
What is it?
That's for us to define, but maybe it can be what you said, the cyclist hand sanitizer.
Cyclist hand sanitizer. Might need to work on that one.
because you said in your bio, you get a kick out of understanding and defining customers' needs, fears, and desires. Well, we'll take a short break. Would you agree with us? We take it with some breather.
Sure. Now,
Mimita, listening along 90.5 Business Sessions with Mario and Darin, and with us in studio is Vermita. Nimarta Verma, I do apologize. It's a Thai,
right.
Thai language, and I mean, it doesn't sound so very well.
It's actually an Indian name, but
I prefer my way. It's a Thai name. It's a Nimarta Verma. And she's with us in studio on Live 90.5 with Business Insights with Mari and Dari. We'll take a short break and come back, so stay tuned.
Alive 90.5.
Monday morning feels so bad. Everybody seems to nag me. Coming Tuesday, I feel better. Even my old man looks good. Wednesday just don't go.
To purchase your new home? Sick of attending open homes? Tired of being beaten at auction? It's time to put the buying experts to work for you. Hi, I'm Michael Savartis from Real Property Buyers, and our job is to take the hassle out of purchasing property. Our independent team will do the house hunting for you and make sure you buy the right property at the right price. So no matter whether it's your first home or your forever home, visit Real Property Buyers .com.au and let us take the stress out of purchasing your new home.
Real Property Buyers are proud sponsors of Alive 90.5.
Station sponsor Lynn's Fine Needlework is a one-stop shop for all your patchwork, quilting, needlecraft supplies and tuition. On lynnsfinenedlework.com.au, you'll see over 3,000 patchwork fabrics, hundreds of pattern kits, threads and lots of interesting projects for your selection. Their classes cater for beginners to advanced students who work at their own pace and receive individual attention. Enrol now by phoning 9686 2325. Lynn's Fine Needlework at Suite 2, 97 Hills Road, Baulkham Hills. Sponsor, Keith Till's I Get Around Show every Thursday at noon.
In 20 metres, turn left.
You don't always like doing what you're told.
I said left.
But driving in floodwater, you know better than that.
Dangerous conditions ahead. Calculating new route.
Even a few centimetres of floodwater can get you into trouble. So stop, turn around, find a safer way.
You have reached your destination safely.
Remember, drive through a flood, you could be gone in a flash. Brought to you by the New South Wales SES and NRMA Insurance. Find out more at stormsafe.com.au.
You are listening to Alive 90.5, serving the Hills, Parramatta and Cumberland areas since 1992.
One, you're on Alive 90.5, Business Insights with Mario and Darren.
Thank you to all listeners of the Alive 90.5, this great radio station, not just in the Hills, not just in Sydney, not in Australia, but globally. And our notes from this radio station went on a rover to the Mars as well, so the people on the Mars can hear that in my voice. And with us in studio is Nimarta Verma, and her journey, which is like unparalleled to anything I heard so far, honesty. And she's been so fragile, but she's so brave. You know, it's going to inspire you. So tune in today on alive905.com.au. There will be a podcast and you can hear the story of Nimarta. But Nimarta, I was reading your bio and they say that you're a psycho. No, I mean, you love a neuropsychology, not psychologist. So what does that mean? I know it's not psycho. Nimarta, she's not a psycho. I apologize. I didn't read properly.
I'm not a psychologist, but I do have a deep interest for human psychology.
Why is that? Share that more. Why this? Why not for Nutella? Why not for the cricket? Why not for something else? Why psychology?
I think I'm always interested in what makes people act certain ways. Why do they think that way? Why do they act that way? What's triggering that behavior or what's stopping people from acting? And that's really any good marketer. That's the first place they look, is human behavior and human psychology and how that marketing message can influence that. So I think any good marketer would be interested and should be interested in human psychology.
May I ask you before I give the word to Darren, do you believe that psychology, we know, you know better than anybody else in this studio, of course, it will be rewritten after the COVID?
I think that there will be some shifts, but I think that there's core fundamentals of how human beings, how we feel, how we experience, what makes us act, what constitutes something that we consider is safe.
Yeah.
Or we trust. There's that core needs for wanting to belong, wanting to be seen in a good light, wanting to be approved, wanting to feel good enough. I don't think those core emotions will change.
I think the evolution started because I can see during the night I'm hanging from the ceilings. I don't know why. It must be because of the lockdown. But Darren had the word, yeah.
You're channeling too much about our time vampire, aren't they? Hanging up in the ceilings, my goodness. I'm a bit worried now, Mario. But Nimarta, interesting to talk about psychology. I'm not a psychologist myself either. My mum was, and probably that was an interesting journey to go through. But now I'm actually more studied in the personal behaviour and also myself. I see what benefit you can get from actually thinking, well, it's not about how I, say, drive you to fear or any of those kind of really darker emotions to make a sale. Because what I believe is, you can actually connect so much more when you look at something that's humanistically encouraging you to say, well, how can I talk to you, Nimarta, such that you really see that I can be your friend, that I can help you, and that you can get benefit from what I'm trying to sell, which is hand sanitizer that fits in your pocket and actually makes you sure that on the run you get nicely sanitized hands. That's also a lead on into something I was going to put out there as a thought, that with marketing, you're telling Mario and I with our hand sanitizer that we can't be a jack of all markets because then we'll be master of none.
Yeah.
Would that be correct?
That's correct.
Yeah. So how do we be a master of the market that we need to serve?
Oh, that's a good question, Darren. That's a good question.
Mm.
Well, so yes, Nimrata, it's your turn to answer that question.
I think you've said my name more than anyone I've ever met.
Because it's on Thai, you know what I mean? And you tell me it's Indian, and then Darren says to me, read on English. And it's like, it's a big confusion in my head.
I'm sorry. I apologize for confusing
you. Should, yes. Please.
Master.
Yeah, how do you become a master? Well, is the market the cyclist that you were talking about? Let's suppose it's the cycling market, right? How many hand sanitizer companies do you think specifically and exclusively target cyclists?
None, probably.
By virtue of you being the first, you could already be a master of that market.
Oh, winner, Mario. Mm. We're onto it.
But really, right? That's how it works. Like, if you're the first to claim something, if you're the first to say, I'm going to talk to this group of people, nobody's talked to them yet, by the virtue of that, if you do a good job just of that, you can be a master. Then someone else may decide to follow you, right? Someone else may say, oh, that's smart guy, Darren. He's targeting the cyclist now with the hand sanitizer. We're going to do the same. That's when you start to step above that and look from, okay, what are they saying? And what's making me different? What makes your hand sanitizer different or better than them?
So I've got a follow-up question there as well. Mm. And I come from doing work health and safety a lot in my previous career. And a good way to get someone to abide by something you really want them to do, say safe, is to say, okay, let's have a look at the rules you must follow and the rules that we all must follow. So it's not me telling you what to do. Mm. It's a body. It's, say, Safe Work Australia telling what to do.
Mm.
Can that sort of thing happen with marketing as well, where you actually say, well, I'm going to market to you because someone else really says you have to do it? Does that work or not? What do you think?
Someone else says that you have to do it.
Well, say a law or for example, at the moment, I see a lot in my Facebook feed, mm-hmm. about people trying to sell QR code, people trackers and everything, because some businesses have to track people coming in because, mm-hmm. of COVID. And so they're saying, well, you have to do this because you have to do it. So, and we've got a product for you. Does that work?
Yeah, it works, but it's not enough because, okay, I get it, I have to do it, but why should I do it? Why should I choose you to do it for me? Mm. Why don't I find a different company? So they still have to dig deeper and find that level of messaging, not just, oh, it's compliance. Okay, but so many people are offering the same thing. Why you?
So you're saying compliance can do one thing, but connection is better.
Yeah, definitely. I like that.
If you wanted that app is sold, sex sells everything.
Nimrata,
she said, but you can use my body. Or, like, you know, if you want to scare all your customers, it's a fear as well. So like,
Mario, is your six pack going to sell a hand sanitizer?
Yes. Well, if you can fit me in hand sanitizer, yes, you can. Imagine that bottle should be like a barrel, 200 liters. To all listeners with us in the studio, Nimrata Verma, and she shared with us her story, life story, true unsung business hero. And one unique expert on branding strategies. Now, before we take the break, now, you know, just give me that glimpse. Colors in marketing, how important they are.
Look, colors, there's...
That was that enough. So we take a short break now. Let's continue.
Colors are important. And it's not just in marketing. There's so many studies of colors in clothing, in restaurants. They'll tell you if you use a certain color tablecloth, it will encourage people to eat more. So I think the study of colors is so in depth, and definitely marketing pulls from that. And we there's different colors and it means different things for sure.
So when you talk to a client, and let's not talk about hand sanitizers, as I say, talking to Darren about COVID Apple, as I say, would you take consideration the color and the font of the letters?
100%, yep.
Yeah?
Definitely.
Ah, okay. We'll take a short break, huh, Dan? What do you think? Well, that's a new one. You're going to continue after the break.
Sure.
You're listening live, 90.5. The greatest radio station on the planet and universe. We went with the rover on the Mars, and with us in studio, truly unique and some business hero, Nimrata Verma. We'll take a short break. Stay with us.
Alive, 90.5. Shine from a mile, finally got back that smile.
Going through motions, felt so fake. Not myself, not my best. Felt like I failed the test. But every tear has been a lesson. Rejection can be God's protection. Long hard road to get that redemption, but no shortcuts to a blessing. Yeah, I'm faithful. Scratch that, baby, I'm faithful. Gotta say it's really been a while, but now I got back that smile. I'm so faithful. Scratch that, baby, I'm faithful. Now you see me shine from a mile. Finally got back that smile. I'm 2.0. Remodeled, used to be dull, now I sparkle. Had a piece of humble pie. The eagle trick saved my life. Now I got a smile like Lionel Richie. Big and bright, need shades just to see me. Trying to stay alive just like I'm the Fiji's. I'm on the lease, I'm blessed to be ace. Yeah, I'm faithful. Scratch that, baby, I'm faithful. Gotta say it's really been a while.
Property development specialist whose reputation is centred on delivering great places to live and work. They take pride in transforming and delivering harmonious communities. Melrose Park, developed by Pace, is one of Australia's largest urban renewal projects, providing new homes, jobs, retailing, parks and open spaces, and community facilities. Located around 6 kilometres east of Parramatta, Melrose Park is considered to be one of Sydney's next property hotspots. For more information on this exciting project, go to www.melroseparkcom.au. Station sponsor Pace. Transforming places since 1978.
The Hills area has one of the most beautiful cemeteries in the Sydney region. Castlebrook Memorial Park at Rouse Hill provides the perfect resting place for your loved ones with manicured lawns and beautifully tended gardens. They cater for people from all backgrounds and you can talk to their family service advisors almost any day from 8:30 a.m. to 5 p.m. Their website is castlebrook.com.au. Castlebrook Memorial Park is at Windsor Road, Rouse Hill, and is a proud sponsor of Alive 90.5.
You are listening to Alive 90.5.
If you'd like to know more about us, jump onto our website.
www.alive905.com.au.
It's 22 minutes to 2. Alive 90.5, Business Insights with Mario and Darren.
And we are on our way to the Mars with the rover, with in NASA, and Martians can hear our voice. But thank you to all listeners of Alive 90.5, Business Insights with Mario and Darren. Needless to say that our guest in studio is a true unsung business hero. A part of this, she's a truly expert in the field of marketing, branding strategies, Nimarta Verma. So Nimarta, we before we had the break, you know, I asked you what, how much colors and the font actually working on this one. But instead of me like now talking, I mean, asking all these questions, you tell us what businesses should take a consideration, you know, I mean, when they want to increase, create a good marketing content, you know, when they come to you.
To do with colors or?
Well, generally, you know what I mean? We know the mistakes they've done, but, you know what I mean? If somebody wants to come to you, like Darren and I, we don't know who is our age group or what's the age group or it's a sex group or it's a, what's it called, you know what I mean, the geographical position. You know what I mean? Who's going to use our ones, you know, male or female, the teenagers or something like this. But, you know, if somebody comes to you and says, like, I want to increase, what if you say, obviously you will not say to potential client everything what you've done so far is wrong, right? You'll sell your cars are bad. But if somebody, you know, you created the clients now in COVID, but after COVID you say something very important, that every business is going to be remembered after the COVID. Mm. Is that correct? You mentioned something that is going to be very interesting, that that people are going to remember what business has done.
Yeah,
the
like
time.
This is now the time where people, like I said, businesses are under more scrutiny. So what you do or don't do as a business, people will remember that and make their choices about what they're going to purchase based mm-hmm. on what they've seen, for sure. I believe that.
And no brand marketing branding strategy can help somebody if does bad things, you know, negative things right now, you know, when the COVID finish. If he does negative things right now, you know, I mean, you can change the colors but remember the name. So that's not a good one. So in terms of, like, you know, when you try to help the clients, why you want to help them? Why you want to help somebody with your knowledge experience?
Yeah, that's a really good question. So I had a stint in my career where I worked for a startup strategy and marketing consultancy, and we got to work. It was my first experience working with small to medium-sized businesses. And I just fell in love with that process because what I found was that I've met, so a bit like you, Mario and Darren, where you meet people in your radio show and you go, oh, I love what I do, because you get to bring out the stories of those people. I just so love and enjoy the process of bringing out the story of what makes a business special. And every business, it always starts off with, they will say the same things, and it's on the surface, it doesn't sound like there's anything different about how they do things or who they are. But every business I've ever worked with, and it's more than 50, well, almost 100 now, there's always something different, something special, something to pull out as a story that makes the business special. And I always look at it as, if I can help a business tell people their best kept secret and not remain a secret, and people can choose that business, like, that's really fulfilling for me to do.
When you see the marketing content on, let's just say LinkedIn, right? And this is a good example, right? There's a lot of videos, there's a lot of, you know, experts who are trying to promote something. You always say there's a key message there must be. What would be key message when you do, let's just say we do this hand sanitizer, Darren and I. Mm. What would be key message? What's a consistent key message from? What that means? It's a word, it's a gesture, it's a color, it's a font?
That's a really good question. A key message, I would say a good key message is, what's the perception that you're trying to influence in the person that you're selling to?
So waking up emotions, correct?
Yeah, well, for example, someone may have a view. Look, let's say you're a gas station and you want to sell $1 coffee.
Yeah.
What do you think people think about gas station coffee?
The
general view.
Did you hear that one, Darren? You were both.
But what's, you know, just take a guess.
Not so good.
Not great, right? Crap coffee, $1 gas station.
Exactly. And then
it is crap coffee. Yeah. It is crap coffee.
So that's the current perception. So the role of marketing and your brand, if you're selling that coffee, is to change that perception. If you look at how 7-Eleven's done that, they started to show the delicious-looking coffee. It's still a $1 gas station coffee, but they've now, the key message now becomes, our coffee is made by a barista. Our coffee is as good as you would find in a cafe. That becomes the key message. So the key message is always linked to, what's the thought you're trying to change? What's the behavior you're trying to change?
Very interesting. I love that.
Me too. But, you know, it's interesting. We're both speechless, you know. I mean, like, you know, that's you got us. Because we need to take this tomorrow for the hour message, you know. I mean, we don't need to be like, you know, that station. You know, da, da, da. We are,
We are what the people want to hear.
Yes,
and that's great business insights from unsung heroes like Namrata Verma.
Yes.
Verma, sorry. Namrata Verma. Oh, dear.
Did you want to make a fun
of
me?
You practice as many times as Mario did.
I'm known for doing spoonerisms where I kind of get the different vowels mixed up. A thought I had, we're talking about COVID and how people can, or how businesses can actually best market during COVID.
Mm.
I always think about, well, COVID's here, but within 6 months we're probably going to have a vaccine, or things will change, and we will open up again. Whenever it happens, should businesses, and how do businesses, it's a lot of questions together, and that's what I normally do, but how should a business look forward to, say, 18 months, 24 months from now, and working out their marketing position and strategy now, so they don't actually put up too many resources in for the COVID period, but actually come out of it ahead of any other live business?
That's a good question.
Yeah, that's a really good question. So I think there's work up front to be done to look at, you know, as specific industry, what's going to change in that industry, right? I mean, if you're the cruise ship industry, you got to start to think, oh, wow, people have had a lot of bad experiences with cruise ships. There's a lot of fear. If I'm going to survive after COVID as a cruise ship industry, what are those thoughts and perceptions I already need to address? There might be new ways of doing things. Marketing may not just be...
You know what I have idea for the cruise industry? They purchase our hand sanitizer online.
Yes, portable. They can put in your pocket as you walk around the decks and you do your laps for whatever, or even as you... in a spin class on a cycle in the hall before you do your breakfast, your second breakfast or your third breakfast.
Thank you, Nimarta, for the, you see, give us an idea. We're going to sell the, you know, Live 90.5 Darren Mario hand sanitizer for the ship cruising companies when they come in the next century. But the thing is, what's the biggest obstacles you find when you work with somebody?
The preconceived, like the pre-existing ideas of what they think should or shouldn't be done, or as you say, a lot of people, everyone says something different. So working with someone who's already got all of those advice that's been given to them, they've come to me with, I need to do these 10 things. Can you help me do these 10 things? And then me having to then take them 5 steps back to say, hang on, you may not need to do those 10 things. I don't know the answer. Let's have a look.
That's a very interesting point. That's a very interesting point. But so would you suggest any business, you know, comes to you and you do the branding? Do you say everybody, you know, I mean, now you have the website, you know, looks like this way, this is the font. You must have the now station and you must have the everything else in the same color and the tone. Would you go that part? You know, let's just say my website is black and my cards are black, you know what I mean? Because nobody can read what's there. Must use the invisible ink, you know what I mean? But the thing is, do you suggest people, so like, you know, comes to you, so like, listen, Marta, I have $1,000 budget per month, you know what I mean? But I want to do, you know what I mean, the rebranding. Can you do this without, you know, taking the integrity of the business, you know what I mean, in the sense of like, I want to change, you must change your business cards, you must change your logo on a car, on everything else, or you can work on a budget?
Look, I definitely can work on a budget. And again, a lot of people think, oh, you know, I need to rebrand. Maybe not. Why do you need to rebrand? So we always ask those questions up front. My goal with any client is to, how do I maximize impact but minimize spend? My goal is always to think about, how do I minimize spend? I'm coming from, I understand you, you're a medium-sized business. You don't have millions of dollars like the lack of Unilever. Yeah. I'm going to spend the budget that you have and not suggest things that you don't have money for. Then we're going to find a way to do
it. What do you think? Who done most marketing during the COVID first lockdown and continues to do it now? What type of industry, do you know? What is your impression?
I've seen a lot of industries go to ground because they can't find a message.
Yeah.
I think one industry that's tried to find a message because it's all about money at the moment, people losing jobs and things like that, the banking industry, have done things. I'm not saying it's good or bad, but that's probably what I think of most, what I see on TV most at the moment.
I would say food. I'm seeing the food advertising, you know, delivery is this, you know. Keep the two subways away, you know what I mean, two sandwiches away, keep the 6 sushis away. And I was like, whatever, driving on M2 was like, food. I'm just hungry. Going to training, you know, I mean, Bondi, and just seeing the food. But we'll take a short break before we wind up the show. Thank you, Nimarta, being our guest. And to our listeners who are live 90.5 Business Insights with Mario and Darren, stay with us. And you're going to hear how you can contact Nimarta future.
Curtains open, scared to get up on the stage, second guessing, no way that I could have played. I was fearing blank stares and empty chairs. Then you found me and pushed me into the light all around me.
Well, I had no rhythm, two syncopated left feet. Now I'm dancing, 'cause your heart is driving the beat. Hold me close and I won't ever drift off key. The highest of highs and the lowest of lows. You're making me sing out and hit all the notes. And with you around me, it's just so easy to be in love. So I'm never gonna waste my love on anyone else. Now I'm awake, my love. You've broken the spell. Your heart sings to me a melody that sets me free. Your love is like a symphony.
Alive 90.5.
Pace is an urban renewal and property development specialist whose reputation is centred on delivering great places to live and work. They take pride in transforming and delivering harmonious communities. East Village, developed by Pace, is a mixed-use residential and retail precinct combining leading-edge apartments and a unique and vibrant urban marketplace. East Village has won numerous prestigious awards, including the 2015 Australian Development of the Year awarded by the Urban Task Force. Pace, transforming places since 1978. Station sponsor.
Need an honest, reliable service centre for your car? Then contact United Service Centre Toongabby. They perform mechanical repairs on all types of vehicles and are specialists in top quality European cars too. And all work is at very affordable prices. You'll find them at 5 Picasso Crescent, Old Toongabby, next door to United Fuel on Fitzwilliam Road. Book your next vehicle service on 9631 1179. You'll be so impressed, you'll tell all your friends. United Service Centre Toongabby is a proud sponsor of The Morning Magazine with Happy Jack and Alive 90.5.
Find it hard to tune in? Jump on the internet, stream live at www.alive905.com.au.
Six minutes to two, Alive 90.5, Business Insights with Mario.
And thank you to all, and the Darren as well. What did you miss, Darren? You know what I mean? Like, I just wait till you finish entire sentence. It's a Business Insights with Marion and Darren. And as I mentioned before, I was so lonely that I was listening to voicemail messages and asked Darren to be my best friend. And then we become the Business Insights with Marion and Darren. And our guest in studio, Nimarta Verma, she shared with us the secrets about marketing and how to do branding strategies. And she's truly unique, unsung business hero, and somebody you should contact. But before we get her contact details, Nimarta, Darren and I, we're struggling, you know what I mean, for our hand sanitizer and logo. we want to create a working group on a Facebook page and ask which logo to use, you know what I mean? This one, Sex Sells, which is means my six-pack. Or to sell the fear of me being in six-pack. You know, it's like, how productive that it is when the people create, let's just say, pay the somebody, well, to create a logo and then go on a social media and asking friends and families and everybody else which one you prefer. What do you think about that approach?
Yeah, look, I see so much of that in all of the Facebook groups that I'm in, and poor thing. Sometimes I scroll through the posts and there's so many conflicting comments. By the end, I don't know if they managed to choose one thing, but I just would steer away from that because the person who's commenting knows nothing about who are you trying to target, what's your brand, what's the messaging, what are you trying to talk about, who do you stand for. It's not, and likelihood is that those people are not your target audience. So it doesn't matter what they think.
Interesting, yeah. Interesting question. Well, before we wind up, because like, you know, first of all, thank you for sharing with us your life story, you know, and it is truly powerful. And I mean, what would be your key message to anybody starting business? What would be your key top message for everybody starting business?
Good question. I would say whatever that the experience is now, if it's tough, it's not going to last forever. If it's great, it's also not going to last forever. You've still got to do the work. There's always some work to be done in the background. You have a create a strategy, be really clear what you're trying to accomplish and keep going, because even if times are good, it doesn't mean you should stop working. You should still keep doing what you need to do. If times are tough, it also doesn't mean you need to give up.
Thank you very much for sharing your insights here. You're a true unsung business hero.
Thank you for having
Thank you for being with us. Now, how can people get in contact with Namata Verma?
And get 100% discount on your services.
Just delete that part.
No, there's no discounts.
I'm very easy to find on LinkedIn. So if they type in my name, Namata Verma, I'm the only Namata Verma on LinkedIn.
Would you mind to spell this for all listeners?
Yes,
Namata. Because there's a plenty of Marios there who doesn't, you know, how to spell this.
Yeah, I'll spell it out. Namata Verma, N-I-M-A-R-T-A, and then V-E-R-M-A.
Oh, that's very nice. Well, Namata, thank you very much for being our guest today.
Thank you so much. We truly appreciate it.
Thank you for finding time to all our listeners. Today afternoon after 5 to 6 p.m. on our website, alive905.com.au, you'll find the podcast and interview with Namata Verma with Darren and myself, and you know how to contact her. Thank you for listening, and we'll see you next Wednesday.
Thank you.
Alive 90.5.
You're a rich girl and you've gone too far, cause you know it don't matter anyway. You can rely on the old man's money. You can rely on the old man, honey. It's a bitch, girl, and you've gone too far, cause you know it don't matter anyway. Send money, but it won't get you too far, get you too far. It's wrong, oh, to take what is given you so far gone on your own. Yeah. You can get along if you try to be strong, but you'll never be strong.